Well, hello, hello, and welcome, CEOs. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the Get Paid Like a CEO podcast series. Yes, I said get paid like a CEO, and I'm talking to you, entrepreneur over there in the back corner who doesn't think of themselves as a CEO. I know, I've been there. When I first started my business, I was not a CEO. I was a doer. I was doing everything myself and not spending any time looking at vision or strategy. And I don't want you to make the same mistakes I did. I want you to start acting and thinking like the CEO of your business because you are. The CEO is in charge of vision, leadership, and strategy. And that is a hat that you need to ensure you're wearing on a consistent basis. One of the easiest ways to start to do this is to take a step back from the day-to-day of your business and do a little bit of reverse engineering and number crunching. Oh, I said it, number crunching, and some of you are starting to cringe. I can see it right now. But if you're listening and you don't like numbers, don't worry. We have a spreadsheet that's going to do all the math for us. All we have to do is enter the data. All right, I want to make sure you have everything you need to get started on the right foot. So you should have received an email with access to this private podcast feed, which you obviously did if you're listening, and a link to the Get Paid Like a CEO toolkit. So make sure you make a copy of that document and save it in a safe place where you can find it, because I'm going to be referring to it frequently throughout these episodes. Inside this toolkit, you're going to find four tabs, and these are the things we're going to go through together. Your personal expense calculator, your profit calculator, your revenue calculator, and a bonus visibility plan. So you'll see each of those as four different tabs at the bottom of the spreadsheet. Now, I want you to remember that what you get out of this is directly related to what you put into it, like so many other areas in our lives, right? Knowledge is power, but action is the key to success. So to make the most of these resources and really take charge of your financial destiny, I want you to spend the time each day to go through the steps and finish it. If you're not finished, don't worry, but try not to go on to the next podcast episode until you've finished the first days. It'll make it so much easier for you. You know, for a lot of years as an entrepreneur, I didn't follow such a framework as this, and I wish I would have. I spent many years and wasted a lot of opportunities as I didn't know how much I needed to pay myself, or I didn't have a strategic plan to help me reach my goals in this area at all. And so I'm really on fire now to help entrepreneurs put this plan in place so that they don't have to struggle like I did. So if you have any questions or need any assistance along the way, please, please, please don't hesitate to reach out. I'm here to support you on your journey. All right, before we dive into the details, I want to ask you a couple of questions. Have you ever wondered as an entrepreneur how you're supposed to pay yourself? And probably even more importantly, how much? Perhaps you were like I was many years ago and just took, you know, whatever was left over for whatever months there was something left over, because let's face it, when we first start our business, some months there isn't anything left over. And unfortunately, a lot of entrepreneurs just don't take the time to crunch these numbers. I don't know, maybe they feel like I did, like figuring out was going to be too hard or too overwhelming, and they just don't find themselves paying themselves a proper salary. Right? So many of us left corporate or left another position to start as an entrepreneur, to start our own business, to have that freedom and to make a profit. But then at the end of the day, we don't pay ourselves. I want to put an end to that. So the first part of this tool is called your personal expense calculator. And this is where we're going to put in the numbers to figure out what do you actually need to take home to pay yourself in order to live the life you want to live. Now, some of you may be thinking, just wait a minute, Donna. Why are you asking me my personal finances? I thought this was about my business. And we are forever hearing, don't be mixing your personal finances and your business accounts. And that is true. But at the end of the day, you are one human being who runs a business and also needs to pay your bills, right? And so I want to enable you to be able to consistently pay yourself from your business and have that payment cover at least your current expenses. Obviously, the hope is that that grows and you will be able to do much more than that. But that's the starting point. So first off, I want to come in here and we want to plug in all the numbers for our current financial situation. So if you were to take a snapshot of today, what costs are you responsible for in order for living your life? What things do you have to pay for on a monthly basis? And I want you to go and start entering these numbers into the spreadsheet. So it's on tab 2, personal expense calculator. And so this is a great time to go pull up your bank statements or to take a peek at how much it costs you in these different categories of your life, right? This is how you're currently living, what's currently going on. Now, my friends, I don't want you to overthink this. I want you to make a quick estimate if you're not sure the exact amount for each line and then move on. This is not the time for seeing how you can cut your expenses or going down a rabbit hole of trying to figure out which specific data point or feeling any guilt or shame towards your current situation. No, no, no. Remove the emotion from this. This is simply putting the current numbers into the calculator. Objective data. So you'll see I have different categories here, monthly living expenses, monthly personal expenses, monthly insurance, etc. And there's some lines that are filled out for you. If there's some lines that don't pertain to you, no problem. You can leave them blank. If you have extra lines that you want to put in, you can certainly change one of the lines that you're not using, or you can use the other line in the spreadsheet. And down at the bottom, you're going to see total monthly expenses. So as you're entering your numbers, it's going to total it up and put what your current monthly expenses are that you're responsible for, right? So what do you need in order to pay the bills that you're responsible for? Now, that's one side of the equation, right? We want to make sure at a minimum we're paying our needs as they exist right now. But if you're anything like me, you have a goal of bigger than what's currently going on. Many of us have future financial goals that we're going after. And this is where the gold is. This is where it's really important. We want to have the baseline of what it costs today, but we also want to be looking ahead and thinking about what are those big financial goals, those other big things that we want to have to upgrade our life. Things that we want to set money aside for. So whether it's a college education fund for your children, maybe a vacation, just some savings to have on the side, or to get caught up on your retirement planning. Maybe you want to do some upgrades to your house or even buy a new house, or you need a new car in the future. So you want to think about the different areas of your life and where you might need a little bit more money than you currently are. And so this is where that second column, future, comes into play. And so I want you to imagine a year from now, what big personal financial goals do you have? What things might you want to pay for a year from now that's different from today? And you're going to see that this is going to increase how much money you need to take home. And you're going to say, but Donna, why are we doing this now? This is looking a year from now. I have to deal with today. That is true. But if we don't take the time to pause and look where we want to go and then reverse engineer and set a plan for how we're going to get there, the truth of the matter is we probably won't get there. And so this is your chance to actually set a plan and say, in the future, 1 year from now, I want my expenses to look like this. And then plan so we can get there. All right, so let's have an example. Let's say my current expenses, when I put them all in into the spreadsheet, that I'm responsible for every month is $3,000. But in the next year, I know that I want to do some upgrades to my home, right? I haven't decided if it's going to be, a case where I'm going to refinancing and using the equity in my home, or I don't know, I might even move to a different home altogether. That's not sorted out yet. But either way, it's going to cost me extra money, right? So let's say for this example, I'm going to add $650 extra dollars per month onto my expenses for this plan of upgrading my home. And then I want to set aside some more money for my kids' savings for their post-secondary education. So I'm going to put an increase in there as well. And then maybe I have some debt that I want to be able to pay off within the next year. So I'm going to include that as well. And so as I put those in, you're going to see down at the bottom that my total monthly expenses have gone up, right? It's different from the future as it is now. And I can quickly see how this helps me get a snapshot of both where I am right now and where I want to be in a year from now. Because folks, we can't just dream about it. We need to put a plan into place and have a set strategy to reach those goals. All right, so once we complete that, we can clearly see this is where we are today and this is where we're working towards. And this is the start of laying the foundation for strategic business decisions. We're doing a little bit of forecasting here about what is to come, and then we're going to set up a plan to make it happen. Okay, so I want you to go ahead and take a few minutes to enter your numbers. If you need to pull out some recent bills to get accurate numbers, no problem. Remember that each of the numbers that you write in there is going to be your monthly cost. So if you have a bill that you get on a quarterly basis, you're going to want to take that amount and divide it by 3 in order to get the total monthly cost. Similarly, you might have something you pay for annually. You're going to want to take that amount and divide it by 12 so that you're entering the monthly cost into the spreadsheet. All right, go get it. Let's do some action and get that done. And then I'll be back here for the next episode where we're going to dive into the profit calculator.